Good afternoon. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced a four-point plan to work with Ukraine to end the war and defend the country from Russia. The UK, France and other countries will step up their efforts in a coalition of the willing and seek to involve the US in their support for Ukraine, so he said yesterday, after calling a summit of 18 leaders, mostly from Europe and including Vladimir Zelensky. "We are at a crossroads in history today," Starmer said after the summit, while Zelensky said Keir felt strong support and the gathering showed European unity at an extremely high level not seen for a long time. The UK, he said, would back its commitment with boots on the ground and planes in the air. Europe must do the heavy lifting, he said. Countries at the summit included France, Poland, Sweden, Turkey, Norway, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands, Romania, Finland, Italy, Spain and Canada. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said there was now an urgent need to rearm Europe. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday argued that peace in Ukraine must be achieved, but not at the cost of rewarding Russia's neo-imperialism. During a Socialist Party rally ahead of the leaders' summit in the UK, Sanchez defended Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Prime Minister also advocated for a stronger and more united Europe. Tech giant Amazon this morning said it will use artificial intelligence to reduce flood risks in Aragon, where it is building data centres. Amazon's cloud computing unit announced last year it would invest €15.7 billion to significantly expand its cloud infrastructure. This morning it said it planned to spend €17.2 million to reduce flood risks in the region by modernising infrastructure and using AI to optimise agricultural water use. And Spain's manufacturing sector shrank last month for the first time in over a year, as weak European demand and concerns about possible US tariffs took the shine off one of Europe's top performers, so an S&P Global survey showed this morning. The Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index fell to 49.7 in February from 50.9 in January. It was the first move below the 50 mark that separates growth from contraction since January 2024. Despite challenges, the outlook among manufacturers remained cautiously optimistic, the survey showed. The Spanish economy expanded 3.2% in 2024, accounting for almost 50% of the Eurozone's growth. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.